the book Hebrews, part 225. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking just in English, especially the book What is Your God's Name, which is also part of one of our studies. So if you have it, you can use it for the same study as well. You can contact us at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see right on the top here for your benefit. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family and for those that is dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to be together, study the Revelation Word. Every morning, new things is coming and is being unveiled in our spirit through the Ruach HaKodesh. Hebrews 10:30, for we know him is Yahushua, that hath said, vengeance belongs unto me, I will recompense, said Yahushua. And again, Yahweh Almighty shall judge his people, the nation of Israel. They will be judged by the 613 laws of Moses, which they could not obtain. Vengeance is unto Yahweh Almighty. Why? Because he gave his son Yahushua as a sacrificial lamb. In order for Israel, he came to his nation Israel, Yahushua, and they received him not. They rejected him. And then only in the last day of the ministry of Yahushua, he took the message of salvation to the Gentiles. And I'm so glad that through that action, for the next 2,000 years up till today, the message of salvation is still coming to the Gentiles. I'm so glad it happened. Why? Otherwise I would have died a sinner's life. And yourself. But today, we are not sinners. We are co-heirs. We are sons and daughters of Yahweh, our Elohim. He's called us by his name. Our names were written in his hands when he hanged on the cross. Hallelujah. That's a metaphor I'm using. We are so privileged to be called kings, sons and priests of Yahweh. What a privilege. We are not rejects. We are handpicked. Yahweh has given us a chance. Not only gave us a chance, but he brought to us his revelation words. And that's why myself and Pastor Rico, my wife, is preaching this gospel unto a lost world. As if it is the only thing that we have to do. It is. So that the world can hear that Yahushua is the King. He's the King of all kings and the Master of all. Hallelujah. And the Father, through his grace, has given unto us a name above any other name. You must follow the series, What is Your God's Name? You must obtain the book, What is Your God's Name? There's years of research in that book. Hebrews 10:31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of Yahweh Almighty, who is alive. He's alive. Yesterday, today, and forever, He's alive. He's not a Buddhist God that just sits there with a lot of pigeons sitting on his head. It's laughable, a God with pigeons sitting on his shoulders, messing. He's alive. That thing, that stone thing, can never be alive. You can burn as much incense as you like. You can put as much 22 carat gold leaf on his hands and on his face and on his body. It doesn't bring him alive. But when I see a sinner coming to repentance, when I see that a sinner's sinful life has been changed by repenting, repenting unto Yahushua, who died 2,000 years ago. And today people believe the message of salvation as if it happened yesterday. He's alive. Believing in the Creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh Almighty. Understanding how He created the heavens, the earth, and the sun, Yahushua. That's why this whole study of the book Hebrews is so important. When you study Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 14, you can see right in the beginning of the book Hebrews how the sun was generated. How the sun, who was an angel, was exalted unto the Son of Yahweh. When he said, I will be a father unto you, and you will be my son. He wasn't the son that morning. When he was exalted, he wasn't the son. He was an ordinary angel, part of the angels in heaven. And he says, today I will be your father, you will be my son. He says, you will be, I'm going to use the King James Version, O God, thou God. He calls the son, after he's been exalted, a God, a Elohim. Your God, your Elohim, Yahweh, the Father, have exalted thee. I've given him a name above every other name in heaven. What a privilege that we can read and understand it. It's not a mystery anymore. It says in Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of Yahweh Almighty, who is alive. He's alive forevermore. And his son is alive. And the Ruach HaKodesh is alive, functioning through in us. This message here in Hebrews 10:34 is a message that must bring fear to every sinner. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of Yahweh Almighty, who is alive. He who just speaks a word and it happens. He created the heavens and the earth by just speaking a word. He created the first men and women, Genesis 1 verse 26 and verse 29, by just speaking. And he says, you must multiply and fill the earth. It's not Adam and Eve. Adam was only created with the hands of Yahweh in Genesis 2 verse 7 or verse 8 in the English Bible. It's not the same creation which was spoken. It wasn't made. It was spoken. Genesis 1, 26, 29. That is where Canaan got his wife from. He didn't marry his sister Sis. He didn't marry his sister. He married one of these women that was spoken, who lived in the land, not in the east. How did they get there? Adam and Eve, did they went to the land not and build himself? Oh, no. Some churches teach us that is one of Adam's daughters. One woman building a whole nation, a whole town, a whole suburb, a whole country, land, call it what you want. No. What's the Genesis 1 people? And the blood between the Genesis 1 woman and the blood of Canaan, and later on the blood of Adam's sons, because Canaan was not Adam's blood, he was the serpent's blood, because the serpent had intercourse with Eve. He had intercourse with Eve. So Canaan, Adam wasn't his father. That's why Canaan killed Abel, the light against the darkness. Abel, the light, Canaan, he was, if I may use a metaphor, Satan's son. But Satan is a spirit, so a spirit can't have intercourse with the woman. And that's why he infiltrated the serpent. And the serpent is not a little snake. The serpent was a straight up beast that can communicate with the woman. So much so that he convinced her to have intercourse, telling her not to believe what Yahweh said. Eating from that fruit, you shall surely not die, but you will become as wise as what Yahweh is. And that is why Canaan and Abel even looked different. They looked different. It's just an interesting part of the study. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of Yahweh Almighty, who is alive. He doesn't sit there with gold, 22 carat gold leaves put on him to make him look holy. Oh, no. He's the creator of heaven and earth. His throne contains the heavens. It's not a little chair like this. It's not a chair. Contains the heavens. His glory contains the heavens. You don't want to fall into the hands of Yahweh, our Elohim. He is alive. He said, Hebrews 10:32, but call to remembrance of former days in which, after you were eliminated, with either what you became enlightened, your eyes opened, you endured a great fire of affliction. He's talking to the bride, to the Yavist, in Hebrews, in the New Testament. We obtained a high priest in Yahushua, who did not dare to offer for his own sins, because he was sinless. But we have someone that we can enter into, because he's the rock of all ages. He's a cliff. He's the bread of life. He's the waters of life. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. We know Yahweh our Elohim, and you don't want to fall into his hands by living in sin. Just think about Sodom and Gomorrah. Two cities that he just dissolved them by just speaking words, and fire fall from heaven and just wipe them out. Why? Because of sin. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were eliminated, coming to light, you endured a great fight of affliction. We withstand the storms. We are living in the time of storms today, 2025, in this 21st century. We, as part of the bride of Yahushua, have to withstand the affliction, a great fight of affliction. But you know, this fight, Yahushua on the cross of Golgotha, already obtained the victory. This is the wonderful part of it. We only, as bride of Yahwa, our Elohim, needs to function in the grace. He has already 2,000 years ago obtained victory. His hand was lifted. He's the winner. He conquered Hades and the realm of death. He reappeared alive. He ascended into heaven with a promise that he's coming back to parousia us, the Greek word for coming, not the rapture. The rapture is only for the one third of Israel. Revelation 19 verse 7 to 11. So what do we have? In the times that we are living in today, there are storms around us, and we need to be founded on the rock Yahushua, holding on fast, understanding, living in the revelation words, and knowing that we are victorious. Victorious because Yahushua obtained the victory on the cross of Golgotha. Now there's a whole weekend in front of us. I just want to say, let's use the time. This message is the last one for this week. There won't be a study for Friday because something has happened 2 weeks ago where there was only one study, the Monday, and I have to get my numbers in sequence, otherwise we have a major problem going forward. So please bear with me. Friday morning there's no study. Pray, have your own study Friday morning, and don't be discarded. Let's pray for the ministry, and then if Yahweh's will, then Monday morning we will continue as normal. Blessings, let's be a blessing for the kingdom of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.